you're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
The pronunciation of street as street isn't resonating with all our listeners.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and I am joined in the studio by University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Welcome, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
So today we are looking at a couple of different questions. We're going to start with a question actually that we got from two listeners about the word resonate. This came from Lori and Danielle. And Danielle says, I'm used to thinking of things resonating with people, not the other way around. But I've been hearing podcasters and their guests frequently say something like, I resonate with that. Danielle says, how can people resonate? I want to think that things are putting out vibes and they either resonate with certain people or not. Like the people are the receivers of the vibes.
Totally fair that people can be receivers of vibes. It is also true that people can resonate with things. It was fun to look at the history of this verb. It emerged by the 17th century to mean to literally echo or resound. And by the early 20th century, it has come to be metaphorical. And as we often find, Rebecca, both of these uses go back to the early 20th century. So 1903, we have H.G. Wells using resonate as in people are resonating with an idea or something else. Around the same time, we also see things resonating with people, as in they're producing a sympathetic response. Early on, we get examples of people resonating to things as well as resonating with things, but now mostly resonate with. I will say that most of the complaints about this verb are that it's too vogue. We've got complaints back to at least the 1990s, a little bit earlier probably, of people saying this is stale, it's tired, stop saying resonate. But I will say the complaints are not slowing down this verb. It continues to be on the rise.
I take a little bit of umbrage there because I like the word resonate and I find that it just fits sometimes. I can't find a word that has a similar meaning or feeling to it. It's a very specific thing that you're trying to describe when you use the word resonate, when you say that something resonates with you.
I think it's such an important point, Rebecca, that there's a reason people are using this verb. Sure, it's fashionable, but as you note, it may be helping us articulate something that we really want to talk about. Now, Rebecca, we also now need to talk about street. With this sh sound, we have been hearing about this from listeners for years because it is a sound change happening in English. It's happening in American English as well as some varieties of British English. It's been found in New Zealand. Linguists would call this S retraction or S backing. And let me explain what we mean by that. Rebecca, let's make this participatory. If we say the sound S, and then we say the sound sh, sh. Now go from s to sh.
Okay, street.
And if you go from s to sh, you should feel your tongue back up in your mouth.
Street. Oh, I do. Yeah, I felt it.
And that's why we call it S backing. And you'll hear it in a word like street or obstruction. Now, many linguists point out that we see a similar backing of T before R. So you take a word like truck, and for many people, the T will sound more like a CH.
Truck. Yeah. That one, I think I can pick out a little more easily.
And we call that assimilation, that the T is being pronounced in a way that is more similar to the R. And S backing, we're seeing in that STR combination, that consonant cluster. Why is it backing? It could be assimilation to the sound after it or before it, and then it generalizes to other words. There are some really interesting studies happening now in linguistics to see what's going on with this sound change. But it is a sound change. It's not a mispronunciation. And sounds change over time. We have something going on in the Midwest with vowels, where bag sounds like beg and block like black. For many speakers, sounds change.
Well, Anne, your language wisdom always resonates with me. Thank you so much.
I'm delighted I could be resonant.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.